Okay, so let's get started. First, you're going to center in the breath. You can do a little grounding here. You can put your feet flat on the floor. If you're sitting in a chair or sitting upright, you know the drill. Or if you're laying down and that feels good to you, whatever feels right for you. And you might change your position during the exercise. Just really stay tuned to the body. And if you do need to shift your position during the exercise, just see if you're shifting because you feel uncomfortable. And if you're trying to get away from a sensation, just notice it. And otherwise, just find a position that's comfortable and begin to breathe. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Nice and slow and deep. Take a few breaths just like that. Good. And now begin to scan the body. And what you're looking for as you scan your body is a calling, a sensation of a part of your body that may be asking for some attention. You're relaxed. And see if there's a sensation, an area, a body part that is calling for some attention. Breathing in, breathing out. And if you're having any difficulty or you don't feel like you can tune into a part of the body, you don't feel a particular part of the body that's asking for attention, you can try recalling a particular emotion and relax as you feel or recall the emotion, letting your awareness surround that physical part of your body and focus, sense where within your body this emotion is experienced. So you can tune in by finding the sensation or area or body part that is calling for some attention, or you can recall a particular emotion and notice how it feels for you. See if you can tune into the feelings. See if you can let that guide you to a particular part of your body, scanning again the body based on this emotion. So take a few moments and tune in. Good. This isn't a rational thought process. This is spontaneous and intuitive and part biological. There might be colors or shapes that come up in your mind. See if you tune in and this particular feeling, sensation that you're tuning into has a color or shape associated or any associated memories. Just let them come through. Breathing nice and slow. Continuing to keep this awareness in this part of your body where this emotion, where this feeling, where this sensation is residing. And now you're going to take a nice deep breath. The inhale, just really tuning into the feeling. And on the next exhale, allowing yourself to make a sound of the emotion. Again, inhaling nice and slow and deep. and exhaling, allowing a sound to emerge. It need not be pretty. It need not be pleasant. You're letting this emotion in your cells, this vibration, guide you, and you are going to let it emerge out of you. And you're going to render it until it's enough. Meaning you are going to just keep making the noise until you feel like you are complete making the noise. If you need to pause the recording here so you can take as much time as you need, please do. This is a natural process, and this has become complicated and difficult for many of us because of the way we've been programmed to not be unpleasant, to always be a certain way, to not rock the boat. Our ability to spontaneously express what we're feeling has slowly been trained away. There is a natural biological impulse to make a sound in response to a strong emotion. This is what you're working with here. Take your time. Allow the sound to emerge. Render it until you're done. You can ask your body, what sound is needed right now? What sound is needed to express this emotion? What is your body asking you to express, even on a very unconscious, intuitive level? Good. Emotional energy can absolutely be cleared through your vocal cords or through that bodily movement and that bodily resonance rather than pushing it down, pushing it away, pushing it into those intracellular fields of your body, which creates an inner tension that clogs the pipes. When we repress emotion, we create negative biochemical responses in the body. We compromise our life force. Breathe. Ask your body if there's any other sound needed. There might be a complementary sound to that first one. Breathe, tune in. If you need to pause this recording to take your time and sound and emerge, let that sound emerge and render it until you're done, please do. Good. And if the sounds evolve more than one sound, if it gets louder, if it feels quiet, it's all correct. It's all perfect as long as you're tuning in. you're going to tune back into the body here. You've given yourself a little breathing room to just let some of those feelings move through your body, to recognize that you just did some emotional clearing. And now you're going to allow yourself to feel a deep sense of peace. A deep sense of peace. Tune in, see if that feels in a specific area in your body, if there's a specific sensation when you think of and start to call up into your body a sense of peace. Notice how it feels. Of course, notice if there's any color or shape that emerges in your mind associated with it. And now you're going to inhale. And as you exhale, you'll make a sound that best represents that feeling of peace to you. Continue to render that sound until you feel complete. Good. Now I want you to lock that sound away, not repress it or lock it up, but I want you to lock it into your memory, lock it into your body so that you can remember it for future use. Under stress, you can simply come back and make this peaceful sound and let that vibration shift your focus back to peace. And you can extend this for any time in your life, in your daily life, as you're moving through the world, when you experience states of awareness that you find particularly helpful, healing, nurturing. Allow your awareness to move into a sense of that state of consciousness, that feeling, the feeling of that state, and permit a sound or series of sounds to emerge from that state. Listen attentively to the beautiful sounds that you make. This will allow you to access that state again anytime as you desire. So take this practice into your daily life. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to do it every day unless that feels helpful, but let it be in rotation. Make time to practice this where you tune into the body and you notice what's present for you. And you allow that emotion, right? That emotional state to be expressed through sound, to let it move through you. And then you can always come back after you've really moved that through. Maybe you're just simmering on it for a bit. Take your time. And then you can always come back to that deep, peaceful sound and come back to that state. Good luck with this practice. It's a powerful and potent one.